Welcome back to the Weekly Dose from Patient Care Online. Each week, we break down the top clinical stories your colleagues were reading. Let's get into the five major updates shaping primary care. First, a milestone in endocrinology. The FDA has approved paltusotine, the first once-daily oral therapy for acromegaly. Until now, management has relied almost entirely on injectable somatostatin analogs. The approval is backed by the PATHFINDER clinical program, where paltusotine consistently maintained biochemical control and improved symptoms with a favorable safety profile. In the pivotal trial, more than 80% of patients achieved IGF-1 levels at or below the upper limit of normal, compared with just 4% on placebo. Results were similar across treatment-naive and previously treated populations. For many patients, this could meaningfully reduce treatment burden. Next, an important update on alcohol and dementia risk. A massive pooled analysis from US and UK cohorts, supported by genetic data from over 2 million individuals, showed that all levels of alcohol use were associated with increased dementia risk. Traditional observational data suggested a U-shaped curve, with non-drinkers and heavy drinkers at highest risk. But Mendelian randomization told a different story. The apparent protective effect of light drinking largely disappeared, and dementia risk rose steadily with increasing alcohol intake. The findings suggest even low to moderate drinking may contribute to long-term cognitive risk and reinforce public health efforts aimed at reducing alcohol use disorder. Our third story focuses on youth-onset type 2 diabetes. New data from the SURPASS-PEDS trial found that tirzepatide significantly improved glycemic control and BMI in adolescents with T2D inadequately managed on metformin or insulin. Over 30 weeks, HbA1c fell by an average of 2.2% with tirzepatide, compared with a slight increase on placebo. Nearly 90% of participants on the 10 mg dose reached the recommended A1C target of 6.5% or below. BMI also dropped substantially, with an 11% reduction on the 10 mg dose versus minimal change on placebo. These benefits were sustained over a full year, marking a meaningful advance in a population that often faces aggressive disease progression. Fourth, new insights into precision medicine approaches for depression in cognitive impairment. A preprint analysis of the multifactorial RECODE program, which targets metabolic, infectious, vascular, nutritional, and lifestyle contributors to cognitive decline, found notable improvements in depressive symptoms after just 1 month. PHQ-9 scores dropped by nearly 4 points on average, with many participants moving from moderate to mild depression. The improvement exceeded typical early response to standard antidepressants. The effect was most pronounced in those with more severe baseline symptoms, suggesting potential value for an integrated, systems-based treatment model in patients with cognitive impairment and coexisting mood disorders. And finally, new reproductive health findings from a long-term follow-up of the ACCORD contraceptive counseling trial. Structured, non-biased contraceptive counseling, combined with streamlined access to LARC insertion, led to higher long-term LARC continuation, fewer unintended pregnancies, and greater satisfaction. 3 years after the intervention, 41% of women continued LARC use, compared with 28% under usual care. The reduction in unintended pregnancy was striking, 3.1% versus 6.3%, and hormonal IUDs had the highest continuation and satisfaction rates overall. The results support broader adoption of provider-centered counseling models to increase contraceptive effectiveness in primary care settings. That's this week's roundup. For full coverage of each story, visit patientcareonline.com. Thanks for joining me for the Weekly Dose, and I'll see you next week.